Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on the next generation of KGO 810.
A scientist who specializes in studying the San Andreas Fault says the southern part of the fault, which includes us here in Los Angeles, is, quote, locked, loaded, and ready to go. Like it's Bruce Willis or something. And whose side are you on anyway? It makes me nervous. It makes me crazy. I spent the whole night last night gorilla gluing my collection of 18th century hourglasses to their little velvet display stands. But one of the guys who works here, let's just call him Joe, because that's his name. Joe bought an earthquake preparedness kit. It's a bucket, there it is, bucket full of supplies. One of the items listed on the contents is an emergency toilet, and he's curious to see what it was. He went through the surprise. Turns out the emergency toilet is the bucket itself. So. They say the most important things to have, and this is important to have in your earthquake readiness kit, is water, food, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If you have those things,
well, if you've got all that and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, then you're doing okay. But we were talking about this. And I have my preparedness kit ready.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah. Welcome Kasim Bentley, everybody, to the studio.
Yay! And he's in my earthquake preparedness kit.
Yes, voted one of, let me see. I'm reading your card here. Was voted best racial humor. You don't feel guilty laughing at by SF Weekly, and named one of the Bay Area's top five comedians to watch by the San Jose Mercury News. Look at
you. All fake credits. Right all credits that don't mean anything in Los Angeles.
We all got sucked into it here, so we're going to roll with it.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. So do you have your earthquake kit, especially if you're down there working in L.A.?
I don't have an earthquake kit. The only thing I have close to it is a white woman. So because they make you feel safe. You know what I'm saying? Like every time I'm with a white woman, like there's like she has candles, she has flashlights.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's black people don't have that. You know what I mean? We just have the door frame and Jesus. You know what I mean? And it's like, so it's
door
like,
frame and Jesus.
It doesn't matter. Man.
Well, I'm the paranoid white guy because I have all of these things. I have the earthquake preparedness kit. I bought way too many Amazon batteries, which are dead. I'm traveling tonight on the red eye to the other side of the country, and I had put the Amazon AAA batteries in there, and they don't work. So I'm mad.
Wait,
about
you
them.
Bought batteries from Amazon?
Yeah,
and they
dude,
don't
I
work.
Did. Yeah, they don't work.
Are they Amazon batteries?
Yes, they are branded. Amazon batteries. Yeah.
Well, that's your first problem.
I know, right?
That's like saying this Walgreens soda sucks. You know what I mean? It's like,
I'm one of the dudes who gets drunk on a Saturday and then all the garbage shows up on Wednesday. You know, when I roll with 90 rolls of toilet paper and 100 rolls of paper towels that come, you know, in crates.
Online.
By lots.
Drunk
lots
shopping.
Times, by the pissed off UPS guy. Right. He's ready to kill
me. So basically,
me.
It's like, if you ever end up in a program, they're going to ask you, how did you know when you were alcoholic? Like when a pallet came to my door.
Yes, a paper. Yes,
a toilet Amazon
paper. I had board
batteries.
Shorts and like.
Oh my God, it's just horrible. Yeah, and I even figured out how to hack them. You know, it's stupid stuff that I would order. It's like, oh, this looks really good. This flavored olive oil. There's a garlic. There's a lemon. And then I get it, and it's like, okay, I paid $50 for this. Oh, hell no. So you go on Amazon, and then they say, I want to send this back. And you start chatting with them. I said, I want to send this back. And they said, you know what? Just keep it.
Customer service.
I know, right?
Right.
So I've done that several times. And once I bought too much Pam. I bought like 20 cans of Pam. 20 spray cans of Pam.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
I don't know.
Can we take a break with that part right there where your Pam addiction is having...
Is there Tab Cola involved here also?
Daddy's eggs don't stick to no damn pan because of the Pam. You're welcome. Yes, anybody? And so same thing. I Googled it. I was like, oh, my God, I spent $30 on Pam. They said, oh, well, you can't send that back because it's an aerosol, but you can keep it or donate it. So all my friends, I gave them Pam. Anybody here need some Pam? Because I have some.
I think, can we just send that in a bundle, like, to children in India or Africa, right? Or something like that? You
know what I mean? Except to Haiti, they don't have any food to cook with, or pans to cook it in, but they've got Pam.
It's like, you know, if
Pam.
If it's, wait a minute. You do know this is a problem.
I know it's a little problem.
President of Pam, you're like listening like, this guy, we got to help him now.
I know, right? Yeah.
And then
I know the hack trick, too, which is just talk to service and they will forgive. They just say,
really?
Keep it. Yeah.
So what
you did But I'm not really hacking. I really would send it back. I send stuff back all the time. I just dropped off. What did I drop off today? It was a cheater box. It's a cheater box, except it's legal. One of my friends.
But what's a cheater
box?
Is there something going on in your relationship that we want to know? What is that going on?
No,
it's
to hook up to your TV. My friend in Chicago told me, he says, oh, I'm watching Jungle Book, and I just watched whatever's at the theater now. I just watched Star Wars. I said, you can't do that. That's illegal. He goes, no, it's legal, dude. It's a box. I bought it on Amazon. It's $99. And he told me to look, and I looked, and it unlocks everything. It unlocks Hulu. It unlocks
it's like free
Amazon,
Netflix.
It's like a Fire Stick. It's like those
right, right. Yeah. And so I bought it for $99, and then I just got it yesterday, and I thought, you know what? It is illegal, and I don't want it. So I sent it back.
Oh, now look at that. Look at that. Let's clap. Pause. Let's all clap for that.
Well, I think it's illegal, but they wouldn't sell if it's illegal, right?
They don't get sued if it's illegal. It's a product that they carry, and whatever the people say it does and they say it's okay, then that's, you know.
Yeah, it's a legal product, man. It's on Amazon, just like those Fire Sticks and all these other products. Like, you're not buying it from a van down here at the pier or from some Russians in Clement Street, you know what I mean? It's like you're buying it with your debit card and, you know, or credit. Yeah, I know you're a platinum member. You're fine, man. Right. That's that white guy paranoia that always worries me.
Just right.
Like, they're going to burst through the door like an ATM, like, where's the box?
You know? Where's the Pam?
and they come in and you're just Pamming some pans and not even baking. Like, what are you doing? And it's like, I got to get rid of this Pam.
It would happen to you, though, Drex.
It would happen to me. Yes, Kasim, you have to know these things. This is like the earthquake preparedness kit. Now, I have
how
all of that.
How much Pam is in your earthquake preparedness kit?
I do think there is a can or two in there.
You know what?
Well, because if it sticks to the grill, I mean, I have an extra, gas propane tank outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, if I'm stuck with you in a bunker post-apocalypse, I'm killing you. Because I know you're going to cook us. Because you have the Pam. You have the fire.
Well, you won't be sticking to my plates or whatever I'm frying you up.
You know, as someone's eating my arm, just like, you know, I wasn't really on board with this whole cannibalism thing, but man, he really knows how to cook a black guy, right?
Slides right off.
Good thing he was fat. He was just like, you know,
how sick and twisted is this? Because when I make my eggs in the morning and I spray the pan with the Pam, I'm just so fun. I just go, woo, and the eggs just fly off right
you
onto the plate.
You are easily amused.
Sunny side up. Yeah.
It's the little things.
It's the little things that I enjoy. Yes.
You know, it's funny that your excitement about eggs and wooing is probably the same way a guy has in prison. You know what I mean? About making making Pruno or some kind of amalgamation of just chips and ramen. It's like, woo, I did not know I could be this free. And it's like, go
That's
to bed.
Right. Little things set you free. And the earthquake preparedness kit, Valerie and I were talking about this. We both have one. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you know, when the house collapses, it'll be under that part of the house.
Yeah. It'll be the most ironic joke ever. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how'd he die? The earthquake kit impaled him.
I know where it's
him,
at.
You know what I mean?
I have probably 100 batteries and 20 flashlights.
It'll be some black guy.
I
was like,
it.
Man, how come he didn't stand at the door frame, man? Like, you know what I mean?
I got Jesus in the door frame. I'm still here.
Man, he was crazy. Like, I like that guy.
It's funny. And that's where you're supposed to stand, right? In the door frame.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Everyone knows that, and everyone knows it lives, right? Isn't that the whole thing,
I've
right?
only been back
No one
for
ever
a
dies
a
in the door frame in a 1908 earthquake, right? It was just like right there. It
was the bricks that
in
got
in my day, it's like my friend died.
It was the people who ran out into the street and crap fell on them.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a nice way to bring us down.
Doing what
thanks,
they
man,
love.
On a Friday.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Kasim Bentley. And where are you playing?
I'll be at the Starline Ballroom tomorrow night for Grey Matter in Oakland, California.
We've got a lot to discuss.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to be a great show.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Kasim Bentley and I are as one. Yeah.
I feel like we're in a new Pryor and Stiller and Mirror, Pryor and Wilder.
Yeah. He just
Jackie
couldn't
Chan.
Believe that I was 51. He thinks I'm lying. I don't, you know.
His skin is baby butt soft, people. It's the Pam.
It's the Pam. He says, well, you can put products on your face. No, I don't put anything on my face. No, I don't. There's no Botox in there.
You are like radio's Benjamin Button. That's who that is.
Yes.
Look at those teeth, man.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Christ.
Well,
you're just a young-looking guy, man.
But then I had the whole surgery thing, and I showed you my scar.
Yeah, that was crazy. That looked like someone took a fork to some, like, French toast or something. That was wild.
But I want to tell you the reason why I am, I can say that I'm part African-American, I'm part black, because when they had to do the transfusion, the body has about 5 liters of blood.
Yeah.
4 liters of mine are African-American.
Right on.
Yep.
Wait, no.
Is that cultural appropriation?
During the transfusion, during the emergency
trip. How did they know it was African-American blood?
Because it's labeled because it's type O or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you got the transfusion, you got black people's blood.
Right.
Has it changed your life now? Do you can you dance or something?
Well,
no, I couldn't wait to dance.
Okay.
Nope.
How's your credit score?
I couldn't wait to get...
Are the police stopping you very randomly?
Yeah, I was glued to watch Beyonce.
Did you watch Lemonade?
Yeah.
He didn't even care last year. Right. Now he's in the middle. Except last Sunday, he's just sitting there dancing in his living room. He's sitting there like, has your potato salad recipe improved? Stop putting raisins and whatever white people put into it. Kind of carrots and currants. That is a real thing, dude. I've been to multiracial cookouts that have been ruined by white people putting a ground mustard in a goddamn. Okay.
Okay, well, you say black don't crack.
Yes.
Yeah. So now that might be it because this is a year that's.
You don't even have smile crinkles.
No.
You don't have crow's. I've got like a murder of crows in my face right now.
Not really.
No.
It's when I stare at it.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm trying to look now. Yeah,
you said a murder
away.
Of crows.
Yeah,
I'm looking at your eyes right now.
Uh-huh.
It's a little. It's like making a murderer. Like, you know? It's like making a crow's foot murderer.
I have a nest.
No, but you're so young looking. You guys both look like growing up toddlers. You know what I mean?
That explains how we act.
Your skin is smooth too, Valerie.
It's pretty darn good.
Look at it.
Over the smooth. Yeah.
But you have a stress-free life.
But since the transfusion, I'm very interested in things like Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian, and Blac Chyna's pregnant today. I know all the latest. You know, she's having a baby. They know the sex. I know all of it.
What do you think about that?
I think they want to get rich together. And Blac Chyna just signed the emoji deal. And she got, $10 million for that deal or something? Or $1 million? Does it make any difference every million to 10 million with those people?
No, it does make a difference when you're Blac Chyna. Because she's not Kim Kardashian. So her getting $10 million is like getting a... Kim Kardashian made like $500 million from that?
Something insane.
So $10 million. I mean,
yeah, it's probably 10 then.
You know.
It's probably 10. So, but what do I think? I think that it's maybe a little bit of it was contrived at the beginning because I think that Kris Jenner fabricated this whole entire story. Well, actually, I don't know if it's fabricated, but it's all manipulated and they just all roll together.
Yeah.
You know, all the things with Tyga and,
Well, Tyga's the real winner of this.
Right?
He is. Think about this. He met Blac Chyna, right?
Right, yes.
Had a baby, got to his senses. Like, I can't have my kid raised by a lady who spells her name. Who spells her Chyna, Chyna. You know
what I mean?
I can't have that. So he gets out of that. Then he does the impossible. This dude is like my Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. Like, he comes in this family, and he gets rid of Blac Chyna because they're going crazy. He gets a 17-year-old, right? He's like, can he do it? Yes, I can. I'm going to keep her on layaway. Like, she's at Burlington Coat Factory, right? And then comes out. Wait till she turns in. He redshirts her. She comes out. Then he's with her, and he's there. And now now he's just trying to live, an average life. And then Blac Chyna goes and he gets with this human Krispy Kreme, Rob Kardashian.
That's right.
And trades down. You know what I mean?
No, but no. But trade up financially because they're going to launch their own part.
What is Rob Kardashian worth? Like a box, like a room full of Nikes?
Oh, he's a Kardashian. They're going to roll out with their own reality show. And then, oh my goodness. And then all that Amber Rose garbage with Kanye. That was so much fun. Finger up the butt.
That was the great, because Kanye really messed up the simple fact that if he didn't say anything, then it wouldn't have been anything.
No.
But the minute he went back, we all know Kanye is, you know, his last name is West, but them fingers going up north. You know what I mean?
So no! It's like,
which is okay, because honestly, well, a lot of guys won't say this. A prostate massage, I haven't had it because I'm a Christian. I have heard through the interwebs that a nice slender finger, maybe Asian, right now, is very pleasurable especially if you've been on certain pills and certain alcoholic beverages right now. That's not me, though. Those are other people in my congregation.
I love that.
In your congregation.
And also, since I have all of this black blood in me now, I wish that I had this KFC-made nail polish that tastes like fried chicken.
What?
I saw that. Yes. And I know there's some people listening. To all my black people, people of color, poor white people, you know what I mean? I know the color because I looked at it. I will shoot you dead on, Bart, right? Because we cannot have this out here. Because, you know, let's be honest, like making KFC nail polish, that's the next step of ratchetness and fatness.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When your thumb can taste like a hot wing, you know what I mean? That's when you know it's time to go to fat camp.
Or hot and spicy. You get your choice.
And that's so sad because there's going to be people that see some girl, some mouth breather, gets on there and gets like, with just these yellow and red nails, gets continuing to, I'm a nail biter. You know what I mean? You know, like, it's like,
right, that's what
oh,
I'm
no.
thinking. How long is it going
to
last?
No, you're eating a two-piece on your hand, right? Don't be like a lie to me. Oh, God. This country is so fat. We can't stop eating. Even when we're getting our nails done, we have to have it taste like dinner. You know what I mean? Like, oh, God.
Well, we'll see if that rolls out. I mean, they're experimenting with it in Hong Kong, and it's a huge hit. So it's on its way.
Of course, Hong Kong.
Really, Hong Kong?
Right.
I wouldn't expect KFC. I would think more like
I don't know why they're
not. Right
I don't know why they're trying it there, but it's a big hit, so it's coming over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
KFC nail polish.
We're testing things on that market.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Chinese first.
You know, KFC nails. You know, in China, HIV in Africa. You know what I mean? It's like, we all try. We all test market other places, then bring it to America for the real trial.
But I don't think it's fair to stereotype blacks with the fried chicken thing, because I have always liked fried chicken. And when I was in Chicago for a decade, it drove me crazy because nobody there would make fried chicken right. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't there a famous, there's like a famous place, I remember Kanye talked about, there's a famous place in there that talks about fried chicken. Were you on a fried chicken hunt?
Yes. I would bitch about it on the air all the time because they would always break the wings in half, right? So they'd be like half and half. That's not I want chicken wings.
Keep
I want
it
the
juicy
whole thing.
Together.
I want the whole chicken wing together and fried. You know who makes the best fried chicken here, I think, is Safeway.
Okay, this interview is over. Pam.
You might be white.
I might be white.
We need another transfusion of some black blood.
Yeah, the blood is black, but the mind is white. Like, what are you talking? Are you kidding me that you're telling me in my face on a Friday night, you would go ahead right now to the deli department and get a bucket full of that Safeway?
Well, there's...
They make it with hate. You know? You don't think that... Dude, have you ever been to Popeyes?
Oh, I love Popeyes. There's no Popeyes around.
What
me.
Do you like? Are you?
Yeah, no. I would go with the. Well,
you live in Oakland. There's got to be like 50, there's got to be 20 of them, right?
No, I don't.
Be like a Church's guy or something.
I did like Churches. Yes, I lived in
Texas
for a long
time.
That's
when you don't care, man. That's like the eight ball of like chicken, man. You know.
Okay,
what I mean?
Well then KFC, where's that?
Yeah, KFC is like a strong number two.
But I love Popeyes. And
I think
the spicy.
KFC goes above Popeyes because even when I did eat chicken. Like, Popeyes, look, man, I know this sounds like weird black conspiracy theory.
Right.
But they put something in Popeyes chicken. Oh. It's not cocaine, but there's some lab they went to where they got some black scientist, like the black guy from the Terminator, and they made the arm and just said, we need something to sell this chicken. And you find it out, DeMonte, and you find it, and we will, and they did it, and it, these Russian bread lines, especially on Tuesday, when they make that scientifically modified chicken, right? And you buy two pieces, what, for $1.50?
Right.
And people waiting there, like people, oh my God, it's like waiting for Beyonce tickets or something, and it's like the worst thing, but you like Safeway chicken.
Well, it's by my house, and it's good, and it's fried correctly. And they don't break the wings apart.
So let me get this straight. It's not only about it's not about quality. It's about proximity and how hot it is.
Right.
So you're like basically on the grinder of chicken. Like you want it. Dude, you want it right now.
I'm addicted to their pasta salad too. Their bow tie pasta salad.
The pasta salad is I'm not gonna lie.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a cultured person.
Right. We like Safeway.
Yeah. We found something.
And so here, I'm going to tell you a quick little secret about the bow tie pasta at Safeway. Now, they put it out there most of the time.
It's made of people?
Right. There's crack in there or something, too. I totally agree with you because I'm like all over that. Okay. So, but here's my thing. So the Safeway that I go to, I was told by someone it's their number one seller. All right. The bow tie pasta. Mm. Okay. But I go there and they never have it out. And then I said to the manager once, I said, why is it never out? She goes, oh, the girls are lazy. They just don't want to keep making it. I said, oh, my God. She says, well, you have to tell them that it's in the back and they're to make it. And I get so pissed off when I go there because are you into the Safeway pasta salad too?
Not as much as you are. Mm-mm.
Oh, Crystal Miga, my other producer, yes, before you.
Yeah. I like their potato salad with the deviled egg potato salad.
Okay.
That's my crack.
Have you ever had the bow tie pasta salad?
Yeah.
Anybody's asking.
Yeah.
Is that memorable?
I love that Kasim knows about the bow tie pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a classy black guy. You know what I mean?
And so am I.
My taste buds are gentrified.
And so am I. And so are mine.
I like this dude. He's great, man. Everyone's listening like, what is going on here? There's like the world's burning, and they're talking about pasta salad. Like polar bears are like look like crackheads, and there's an igloo. And they're like, they're talking about chicken.
Oh, we're going to make more in a second. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Kasim Bentley on KGOA 10. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham. Kasim and I just, oh my God.
Candid radio.
He's like, Drex, what would happen if you go to jail? I said, well, I don't know. I've tried to play cool. That's not going to work. No, dude.
It's like, look how nice you are. The glasses, you know what I mean? Really, you're not buff. You know, you don't look like you have bad luck. Like, you'd end up in the shower with powdered soap. You know what I mean? It's like the worst thing.
No.
You'd have to make a decision where you'd go in jail. Like, what would you?
Being hard-ass isn't going to work.
Well, here's what I would think.
You can act crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You'd have to beef up your story. Because no one knows who you are unless there's one of those criminals that's working the office or something. You'd have to beef up your story. Like, I think with you, like, sadistic serial killer, like, real calm. Because you have a Time Life Books face. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So looking at you have the glasses that makes you kind of look like either really, like, really smart or, like, a real smart, like, racist or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of stuff. You'd have to go Aryan Nation. You got to go full-blown Aryan Nation.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
You'd have to be the guy that gets people out of jail. You'd have to be in the books. Your whole thing would have to be, I'm going to be the guy that helps you get out of jail. Like, they would not sell you for cigarettes.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Play the intelligent card.
You got to play the whole, because you look smart. So they automatically think, yo, they either think that you're a smart guy or they think you're Rick Moranis or something. You know what I mean? Or it's like, ain't that the Microsoft guy or something? Like, what is that? So, like, you come in there. Actually, you probably could play that angle.
I could play the Bill Gates card.
Yo, man, I had one of your computers, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You come in there. You go full blown to the library. You work next to the warden. I would, if I was you, the minute you get off the bus, bite someone in the face. Full, like Mike
in
Tyson.
In the face.
In the Mufasa, right? The nose, bite it right off like it's a gummy bear, right? And you're like, and you can spit it out like, you want more of this? And then you make a nickname, like, you know what I mean? Like, Crazy Drex, you know what I mean? You wanted this? And, oh, also sharpen your teeth. Like, do something, like, wild. Get a, take a hot pen tattoo, some crazy crap on your face.
Well, Kasim, I don't intend on going to jail.
Dog, everyone
nobody
doesn't,
does.
Everyone in jail doesn't intend to go to jail. Like, but you're so unlucky, like, also, because the fact that, like, you know, because you, I'm getting to know you, and there's, like, you're going to get busted with this whole downloading.
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm not downloading anything. I sent the box back. I never even hooked it up.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's already on its way back to Amazon.
You could go to jail for buying illegal Pam.
Yeah. Illegal Pam.
Like Mexican Pam. Like, you can't, you're getting low on money. Like, hey, man, I got some Pam for you. You want to buy it? You know what I mean? Meet me down here at 16th and Mission, man. We can do it, man. You know, and you go down and woo!
Okay, so I want to talk about Beyonce for a second because I think so this whole Lemonade thing was conspired, yep. And I don't know why everybody fell for it. I mean, I didn't from the beginning.
People are stupid.
Thank you.
And they want them to be cheating.
Yes.
We want, because it's too, because the closest
well,
thing.
Well, maybe they were, but they're over it, right?
I think the whole thing is a collection of experiences and stories. And, you know, I'm going to sit there and say, I would think there is a bit of truth to that because Jay-Z, just in looking at, like, I'm all over black pop culture, so I know that, like, he's not an angel, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, with Beyonce, people be like, how could he cheat on Beyonce? Have you ever heard Beyonce talk in a press junket interview?
No, I'm glad you said that. I've been doing Top 40 for, you know, 20, 30 years, okay? And I have to tell you, this is the thing that everybody in the business, in the music side of the business, talks about.
Yeah.
She never talks. When have you ever heard her speak, do an interview?
I mean, there's, like, random ones,
random,
you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But like, you know,
she,
like,
pretty much hides.
Yeah, for a good reason. Because she probably stopped really thinking and going to school in ninth grade, you know what I mean? So she sits there, and she's got that southern, like, Texas, like, hey, man, like, she gets amazed by the simplest things. Like, if you ever watched these interviews, they had this documentary with her. I think HBO did again. And I'm watching it.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah, I'd watch that with Jay-Z on the world tour thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
You know, you watch enough, and you're like, she's sweet as could be.
That's
like,
right.
Straight, like, as sweet as pie. But when you look at it, you're like, is she, like, so nice that is she dumb? Or is she just, like, so dumb that she's just nice? You know what I mean? It's like it's like this M.C. Escher of, like, this kind of, like, thought process. And when you see her and you see Jay, there's plenty of photos when you can tell he's just looking at her like, this, Jesus Christ. I'm 50 years old. I got to be dealing with this crap right now. She's looking at a quarter, you know, and just like, hey, it's real shiny, Jay. And he's like, yeah, it's real shiny, B. You know what I mean? Fresh from the mint.
But this is like the Kardashian mix, okay? Because now the word is today that he'll be coming out with his own hour-long movie video.
Yeah, and that's a problem. Because no one cares. No one cares when a woman cheats on a man. Because we deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever just looked at a guy and you're like, this guy's a piece of crap. I know he is. I'm looking at your face right now. You have crappy eyes. You know what I mean? You have crappy teeth. You have crappy ears. I know you do something horrible, dude. No one cares if a woman cheats because, once again, when a woman cheats, she needs to and has to. It's the fact that is, when a guy cheats, it's because he saw a butt. You know what I mean? Like, and not even a good butt. Just like a butt. It has a line through it. You know what I mean? It's just like, I got to have that. You know, because men worry about their mortality so much, and their whole thing is their worth isn't how much they do and collect. It can't.
Sure.
It couldn't just be, I had two partners and I had a good life. It's like, I got to have all the women. I know plenty of women. I know plenty of women that are fine just having three guys in their life. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
And it's just like this whole thing. Oh. And Jay-Z's response is, and plus, no one wants to hear Jay-Z rap at this point. It's it doesn't make any sense. He's 50 years old. It looks like his face is sliding off his skull.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, dude, that's brutal. That's brutal.
It's ridiculous. He looks like a piece of baked tofu and running around here. And no one, he looks, Joe Camel at this point needs to sit down, take some Geritol, drink his dumb Belvedere, and let his wife make $1 billion while he takes care of their garbanzo bean looking baby. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, ridiculous. A kid, that's the youngest, oldest looking kid I've ever seen. It's like if you ever open a.
Oh, my God. If you, Blue Ivy?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
The dumbest name. I mean, I love Jay-Z. God, I love Beyonce. That kid is That kid's scary. All right. That kid looks like she's known and seen some stuff. Right. I have no idea. She looks like she can drive. She's voted twice already. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. She looks.
And who did the baby vote for?
Of course, Barack. You know what I mean? And the baby will probably vote for Trump because she's just like, she has wild politics. You know what I mean?
Who do we have here? Anonymous. Anonymous.
Is that a guy from jail?
A guy from jail. It's funny. So the first step out of the gate, he denigrates black women because they won't be prepared in an emergency, but white women will. And now he's talking against a black woman that has billions of dollars, and every other word out of his mouth is like, and you know what I mean.
Is this my mom?
And you're talking about how she can't speak? Okay. She can't speak $1 billion around you. That's all I got to say.
Did she hang up or is she still on the line?
I don't know. You still there?
Nope, she went.
Oh. Okay, first of all, she does know these are jokes. You know
what I mean? Right. Yes. Like,
this isn't church.
She's a comedian.
Shanita, yeah. This isn't church.
Right? Shanita.
In between getting your hair braided by some Nigerian woman, like, calm down, right? Just like, sit down, let your feet rest because I know you have diabetes, right? Just calm down. These are jokes. I'm talking about white people, I'm talking about Chinese, I'm talking about Mexican. Everyone's going to get it. Right, I know you're probably on Black Twitter right now, probably making a meme of me on your Acer computer.
No,
but calm
we're equal
down.
Opportunity offenders. That's the way
but
we roll.
No, I get it. Like on hearing the other side. Yeah, it's a joke. I'm just saying. Like, look, I'm not even trying to backtrack. Here's what I'm saying. It's understanding. Like it. Look, here's the thing. Here's about it. Is that Beyonce is she's God. I really do love and respect Beyonce. I feel like it's the fans that sometimes make this mania around her as if, like, she doesn't take a crap and she can walk on water. She's letting people
Sasha
know.
Fierce, right.
Yeah. But it's, like, also knowing that the beautiful thing about Lemonade is that she's understanding that, hey, she's really pulling the veil up from this idea that I might be a superstar, but I have common everyday problems like everybody, whether this be something fake or farcical or maybe real. It's a very courageous effort for her to sit there and say, I'm not going to be this plastic person or I'm going to give you this hyper image of myself where everything's perfect. That's what I love about Beyonce. What the thing about it is like when something like Lemonade comes out, I would love to see an interview now with her talking about the whole process.
Well, I'd love to see an interview with her, period. Okay, I got to take a break. We'll be back. All right, with Kasim Bentley, he is my guest, and he's a wonderful comedian. You're playing where?
At Starline Ballroom tomorrow night, Oakland, California. Tickets still available.
Right on. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Drex Radio Show and with a look at traffic, Lee Graham. I'm getting ready to go on my vacation to see my mommy and daddy. I'm taking the red eye. So when I go, Kasim Bentley is my guest and a comedian who is playing tomorrow at...
At the Starline Ballroom in Oakland, California, 8 p.m. There will be tickets available at the door, but you can it is on Eventbrite, so you can find tickets there.
So I have to go through the
brown paper tickets.
I have to go through the TSA tonight for the first time since I had surgery. So I'll have surgical clips in me, and then my entire stomach, because of the hernia, is meshed. So this will be an experience for me going through the TSA.
Well, you know, do you have any liquids on you?
No.
Do you have any slip and slides? Are you wearing a belt? I just walk in there in a bed sheet, right? And some DJ Khaled sandals, flip slides, and just call it a day and everything.
I know. Because I'm waiting to see because of the hernia, they mesh the whole stomach, right?
Yeah.
So there's mesh under there, so it's going to show up. So they're going to be looking.
Oh, and you know, if someone's having a bad day, they're going to make you like get kind of nakedy. You know what I mean?
So, well, we'll see about that.
Some kid's going to point at you like, mommy, look at him. His stomach looks like a train track. You know what I mean? Twain track stomach. Like,
twain track.
And your new name will be Train Track. You know what I mean? So,
all right.
Which would be a good prison name, Train Track.
Train Track. That would be with my scar because obviously people would see me naked. Yes.
And you'd be in the shower like, yo, where'd you get that from, son? And I'd be like, yo. I fought off three guys that got stabbed with a rusty,
train track.
I got stabbed in the train tracks. So it's like,
thank you, Kasim. You officially gave me my nail, Jame.
Can we give you the Tupac
nail,
over the belly?
My jail name.
Can we give you the Tupac belt, like Thug Life over this guy?
Right.
Yo, we should. We should really. Hey, can someone light up? Can someone take a big lighter and a pen? We can just draw it in his stomach and put train. Dude, that would be hard for the streets. If you came out there, that would be the best promo photo.
If I ever end up in jail, and I don't think that I will because I don't do anything bad.
Except by illegal Pam.
By illegal Pam, yes. Too much Pam. Yeah, the train track will be my name.
I think there you go.
Okay, I wanted to ask you one more thing about 50 Cent because, you know, that whole autism thing.
Yeah.
And now he donated $100,000 to the
which is the right thing to do.
Right, to Autism Speaks. Yeah. So, but this whole thing where he claims that he keeps being, he's in bankruptcy and all of this, and he keeps doing silly things. What was the other thing? He said in court, or his lawyer said in court during the bankruptcy proceedings, that his fans expect him to live large because they don't get to. And then the other thing was, when the proceedings were going on, he was going to the nightclub and making it rain with tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, that's a tax write-off because those girls are going to college. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, he's throwing those stacks in the air. I mean, he's helping a girl become a nurse. You know what I mean? So I think she's doing the right thing. But there's no sympathy for 50 Cent because it's like, you know, he's Mr. Hello to the bad guy. So for the film fact of, like, we know his narrative, and he's never shown a side of I would say never shown their side where it's like there is, like, he's never had a Drake moment, you know what I mean? Where he's just sitting there like, I'm sad, things are not working out. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Well, if he's really broke, if he is really broke.
He's not broke. The thing about
it is, he bought Mike Tyson's house.
Yeah, but then he'll be selling it back to Mike Tyson, you know what I mean? If he doesn't watch out. And it's like, but the thing about it, I know people with money, and what happens is he's just split. What it is, you don't pay off these things off outright, you spread it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like if you made a happy birthday sign, like John Mulaney talked about, you don't do it all condensed. You spread the letters out a little bit, make some room. It's like paying off a house. You don't pay off a house outright. You do 30 years, whatever. And for the simple fact, why give the damn government and all that stuff their money off right now? Why do that? And he's worth a bunch of money.
I think so, too.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's the smart thing. Susie Orman said he did the right thing. You know what I mean? And so,
if Susie Orman said it,
yeah,
then
I'm on KQED watching her on Sundays.
Right, you know? On. Well, then it's got to be okay. All right, I've got to wrap because I've got to take that red eye.
All right, train track.
Train track. Thanks.
See you at the black people meeting. Bring some Safeway chicken.
I swear, Kasim, you will hear from me.
Yeah, let's go braid your hair. Like, let's give you some cornrows and go really shock it at this kind of reunion.
All right, have a good night, everybody, and a great weekend. And have a great week, and I'll be back in a week, God willing. Okay, train track out. Peace, love. John Batchelor is next on KGO.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.